Because hazard management is such a fundamental activity in hazard services, that part of the workflow is explained in more detail here. Localization files for hazard and metadata specification are among the most straightforward to view and edit in hazard services, which is fortunate given their importance. In fact, just three central files govern the definition, categorization, and mapping of hazards to metadata. To be of any use, a hazard must first and foremost be included in an all-encompassing dictionary of possible hazard types, aptly named hazardtypes.py. This file contains fundamental properties for hazards, and while many of these are fixed by directive, such as whether it can be extended in time or area, other properties like default duration can be edited here and ultimately help populate hazard information. Because the list of hazards is sizable and will only grow as other capabilities are added, a categorization file, hazardcategories.py, is provided to organize these into groups. This relatively straightforward file includes a list of default categories and the hazard types belonging to them, and, as with almost everything in hazard services, it is completely editable, allowing groups to be added, removed, or changed. One of the main purposes of this grouping is to organize and simplify the user experience to help focus on particular tasks. Each hazard type is associated with a metadata file, except in the unlikely case where no attributes are needed. Due to the unique nature of most hazards and the specificity required of their metadata configuration, many hazards are mapped to a metadata file of their very own. However, multiple hazards may share a single metadata file if their pool of potential attributes is nearly identical.